Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday, September the 15th, 2024, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, and tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies, and on DMR Talk Group 5, D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by Clayton VK7ZCR. On medium and high frequency rebroadcast, thanks to our dedicated operators, on 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, 7.140 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, 14.130 MHz by Dale VK7DG, and 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT, and on UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark VK7FMAC. And if you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch a replay on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB 24 in Southern VK7. And thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. And RD Contest. The 2024 results, VK7 Shines, reprise. One thing I missed in reporting last week's RD Contest results was the nuance in the single operator QRP CW section. I reported that Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey came second with 172 points. I totally missed the first place was actually the student of Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, namely Jordan, VK3ACU, with 250 points. So the student shined, along with the Elmer, in the single operator QRP CW sections. And congratulations to Jordan and Nick. QSL News, report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And the updated list of QSL cards as held from the 6th of September 2024 is in the email version of this broadcast. And if you have changed your email address, if you have changed your address in recent times, please advise Herman by email. If you have any questions re QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email. And it is westyh@ozemail.com.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And statewide news, the Thursday night SSTV net. A quieter net night that saw the following participants, VK7's ZGK, Oscar Oscar and Tango Whiskey, and an anonymous all sharing over 20 photos. And the highlights were a close-up of the moon, a scenic shot of the Leven River, a subtropical rainforest, the TV series Deep Space Nine and Lost in Space, catchphrases from sci-fi series Lost in Space and 2001 A Space Odyssey, a cartoon parody of Star Wars and the state budget, and a limit switch setup on a rotary shaft, a breadboard setup with a GPS-locked Arduino-controlled speed display, the racks of a large data server, phone-controlled futuristic lighting, and a 73 from a whiskey-drinking Irish comedian. And note, Ken, VK7KRJ, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site allows anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their page almost immediately, any time, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, then there are archives of these SSTV nights, and these photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV website or on the NTARC website under blogs. And remember to turn on your ENCODE FSK ID and use your own photos and or those that are copyright free. 73 from Andre VK7ZAB. And Tassie Hammycon. Innovations in amateur radio bookings now open. And the program has been finalised with all presenters confirmed, and so we will be advertising the preliminary program this week. Over the next few weeks, we will highlight our presenters, and this week, starting with our keynotes, the Space Weather Woman, Dr. Tamitha Scove, our innovation guru, Dr. Justin Thurley, our grounding disruptor, Kristen McIntyre, more to come in the future. The raffle prizes are amassing too, to whet your appetite to come along. These are some of the raffle prizes that are included, and this is not a full list. An ICOM IC7300, a Yaesu FTM500, a DX Commander Expedition Vertical Antenna, DigiRig vouchers for the interfaces and cables, Zaktec Whisper transmitters, TET Mtron vouchers, and more to come. And you get a complimentary raffle ticket if you attend the conference, and you can purchase extra raffle tickets on the conference days. You can only get raffle tickets if you pay and attend the conference. There will also be many giveaways and prizes during the activities planned. The Tassie Ham Conference is set for November the 2nd and 3rd, 2024, at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on the Sandy Bay campus of UTAS. And this year's event is fully catered, offering endless tea, coffee and other beverages, plus delicious morning and afternoon teas and lunches on both days, all included in the conference fee. If you are about on the Friday night, we kick off the weekend with a pre-conference barbecue social gathering at the Reese Club Rooms on Friday night. We then dive into the fun-filled conference on Saturday and the first half of Sunday, featuring engaging presentations and activities centred around the theme of innovation in amateur radio. Watch the Tassie Hammycon web pages for more details as they come to hand, and that's 73 from the Tassie Hammycon Organising Committee. News from the North, SOTA, WWFF Parks Group, and the Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy, and Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And last technical night, Colin, VK7ZCF, bought in an assortment of items from his new 3D printer. This time, Colin bought in an example of their use. Firstly, a 23-element 1296 MHz Yagi antenna. All element mountings were 3D printed, even the folded dipole-driven elements mounting and housing for the matching coaxial cable was 3D printed. The main boom was a 1.8 metre length of round plastic garden stake. All the elements mounted modules could be slid onto the boom and were a friction fit. This certainly allowed visualisation as everything stayed in place when the Yagi was being handled. Once Colin had settled on the exact position, then he was calculating then the mountings can be secured in place by the tightening of nylon-type bolts. This turned out to be an excellent field or handheld Yagi, and it will be interesting to receive feedback from Colin after it has been clocked up a few hours of field use. Colin's second offering was plastic cases with fitted lids that held a selection of RF connector adapters, all safely held and easily identified in 18 individual pockets. But before you ask, yes, it has also been completely 3D printed. They really have turned out well. One comment was, does it come in different colours? But what was wrong with Battleship Grey, I say? I must admit, Colin's 3D printer and printing certainly have seeded quite a few discussions with many about the purchasing of a 3D printer. In preparation for the zombie apocalypse, or hopefully for much sooner use as a portable rig power pack, Peter VK7ZPE bought in his recently purchased King's brand power pack model GP30. This is a compact 3 kg portable power pack based on a 24 amp hour lithium iron phosphate battery and is available at the local hardware store. It has a complement of USB and Type-C sockets that can supply various voltages and currents for a sundry of electronic items. Also included are two 12-volt cigarette lighter sockets, each capable of over 100 watts. I doubt if nowadays they are actually meant for an electric cigarette lighter. Whatever that is, hi hi. These are more than capable of running a small fridge, lighting laptops, tablets, or even a transceiver with a moderate output power. To be even more useful, at one end is devoted to an inbuilt general illumination LED light. The white light is also switchable to amber colour mode, which will hopefully minimise the attraction of insects. The portable power pack can be recharged from a DC supply with a range of 12 to 24 volts. The overall package is supplied with a soft carry case for protection and ease of transport. Let us know how it performs during portable field operations. And as always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Upcoming events. Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7pm until 7:30pm. Then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 until 8:30pm. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club Rooms Technical Night Sessions. The next session will be on Wednesday the 25th of September and will commence at the usual time of 6:30pm in the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee Mornings, held every Friday at the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10am until noon and we look forward to seeing you all there, so why not pop in, check the QSL cards and join us for a cuppa, and there's endless tea or coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net, and all items to be received no later than 5pm on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Inc. And news from the south. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, September Forum Night, Surviving the Zombie Apocalypse. Now, last Wednesday night, we had standing room only with about 30 people in the club rooms and 20 people online, all ready to discuss how they were going to survive the zombie apocalypse, or at least be able to communicate in an emergency situation. Our weather turned on a show over the last few weeks, which saw many people without power for extended periods of time and thinking about survival techniques. We split the night into two sections, starting with power alternatives with generators, solar panels, switch modes, with battery changeover, UPSs, short and long-term outages, 24-volt inverters, laptop converters, battery packs, gas heaters, hot water, lighting, low voltage, gas and heating. And we then went around the room with concerns about fuel supplies, water pumps, battery connections, 23-centimetre passive repeaters in Mount Wellington, bushfire concerns, sending text using peer-to-peer mobile phone apps, power packs, standard connections and battery types, firewood supplies for heating, generator alternatives with portable power packs, Starlink, Arden with the open WRT mesh network, mesh-tastic networks, and using electric cars on discharge instead of battery banks. There was a discussion on wind generators and isolation requirements when connecting a generator to a house or facility, so you don't try and light up the whole neighbourhood. We then moved to the extreme space weather event, and the Exercise Aurora scenario was outlined. We then discussed electronic equipment shielding, the experience from the Dunalley bushfires and rules and limitations on fuel storage at home, the AM versus digital transmission question, and supplies of toilet paper, There was satellite recovery questions, accessing tank water, and Ken Goodsall's book on the Carrington event with the author attending. There was a discussion about how to get messages to the community from trusted sources when traditional communication methods are not available. And we wrapped up with thinking about how resilient our systems are and what improvements can be made. Thanks to all involved, and the video is available on the Reached YouTube channel. 73 from Justin, VK7 at Tango Whiskey. And our October presentation night, Forum Night, PCBs throughout the ages. Our October presentation night has morphed into a hybrid presentation and forum night. We'll be taking people through the production, both professional and hobbyists, from the early 1980s through to the present day offshore processes. We have lined up some speakers who can take us through a chronology of processes, and then we'll open it up for the audience to share their experiences with designing and making PCBs. It happens on Wednesday, the 2nd of October 2024 from 7:30 p.m. and will be streamed on the Reist YouTube channel. See you there, or on the stream 73 from the Reist Committee. And the October Forum Night, all things repeaters and beacons. Our October Forum Night is all about repeaters and beacons, the equipment, techniques, hints and tricks, configurations, radio, VoIP, GPS, CTCSS, DTMF, CellCall, and many other acronyms, talk groups, and much more. We have a few subject matter experts to kick things off, and then we'll open it up to attendees and streaming viewers to input into the proceedings. Come along with your stories related to repeaters and beacons, and be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade, and repeater folklore. 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, the 9th of October 2024, in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. See you there, and 73 again from the Reist Committee. And a Reist Training and Assessment Update. Foundation Training and Assessment Days are held every 2 months. Standard, Advanced and Regulations license assessments are held on the alternative months, and dates can be found on the Reist Events page. The Standard, Advanced and Regulations license assessment days are Saturdays, the 28th of September and the 30th of November 2024. And the up-and-coming assessment dates for the last Foundation Training and Assessment Day for 2024 is Saturday, the 26th of October, 2024. For bookings, queries and questions, email reist.assessor@gmail.com. And this email is forwarded to the learning organiser, who will respond to all requests. The next Standard, Advanced and Regulations License Assessment Day is Saturday, the 28th of September 2024 from 10 a.m. And please inform the team ASAP via email at reist.assessor@gmail.com or by calling Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Reist Learning Organiser, on 0417 391 607. And the Foundation License training videos, and these have been updated to reflect the new class license arrangements, and they are available on the Reist YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Also, additional resources. Please check out the WIA Foundation Trial Exams. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And Wednesday Experimenters Nights. This Wednesday night, people start arriving at the night around 6 p.m. and many bring their dinner to enjoy. We will be focusing on some deep analysis of the Remembrance Day contest and some suggestions for improving as well. There will be an interesting Arduino GPS project and much more. There will also be much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan development, and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club rooms. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel, and we go out on RF DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signals. Look out for VK7 OTC. See you there or on the stream, 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 a Tango Whiskey. And technology news, the TAS Government Radio Network awarded. Day one of Comms Connect Melbourne, a plenary conference session helmed by Luke Marchant from Telstra Enterprise, will talk through the company's journey with the Tasmanian Government Radio Network, or TASGRN, which was recently named a winner at the 2024 National Eye Awards, hosted by the Australian Information Industry Association, or AIIA. The TAS GRN was recognised as the winner of the Technology Platform Solution category for successfully providing enhanced digital communication and vastly improved radio network coverage for Tasmania's public safety and essential services personnel throughout the state. With the assistance of project partners Telstra and Motorola Solutions, the statewide Mission Critical Communications Network is built on a feature-rich technology platform to provide a variety of capabilities for today and the future, including broadband push-to-talk services, enabling seamless communication between radios, smartphones, and other devices. And a quote, TASGRN enables Tasmania's emergency services to manage increasingly complex operational requirements, from combating natural disasters to dealing with the evolving security landscape and beyond, says Con Balaskas, the Vice President, Motorola Solutions, Australia and New Zealand. In addition to instant and interoperability communications across multiple government organisations, the network's managed services help keep all of the TASGRN's critical technology, infrastructure, features and security up to date. As a proud partner on the TASGRN, Telstra's plenary session will outline its journey with the network from contract signature to delivery, including the major challenges faced and the outcomes achieved for users, including increased coverage and functionality. The session will also explore the continued evolution of the South East Queensland-based Government Wireless Network, or GWN, which features Telstra as the project partner, and the opening of the company's new Public Safety Experience Centre on the Gold Coast. In addition to Marchant, the session will include Tim Rutherford from the Tasmanian Department of Police and Fire Emergency Management and Chris Stolt from the Queensland Fire Department. Another local public safety organisation set to be represented at the conference includes the Queensland Police Service, Fire Rescue New South Wales and Surf Life Saving New South Wales. And that was sourced from the Critical Comms web e-zine. And now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. And with regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Net Daily on 3.640 MHz commencing at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the north-south link on VK7RAF-RJG from 7:30 PM. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650-600 with a CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, and then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q6560B, stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, and stations in the south on the even minute. The Reist Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain, and the Reist Wags, Wednesday Experimenters group from around 6 PM in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA and WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 until 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Clubrooms Technical Night Session Wednesday the 25th of September from 6:30 PM in the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Testnet and TechNet Sessions every Wednesday night, TechNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7:30 PM and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM until 8:30 PM. NTARC Coffee Mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms, time from 10 AM until noon in the Rochalie Clubrooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday the 8th from 8 PM local. The Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres VK7RMD and node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local. The Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net on 144.190 MHz USB. And events, Reist, October the 2nd, PCBs through the ages, hybrid presentation and forum style from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain clubrooms and streaming. And Reest, October the 9th, All Things Repeaters and Beacon Forum from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain clubrooms and streaming. And VK, November the 2nd and 3rd, Tassie Ham Conference, Innovations in Amateur Radio at the Sandy Bay campus of UTAS. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader is VK7ZIR. Repeaters, Reest, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and DC. And 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, 7JGD, 40 metres, 7DG, 20 metres, 7TPE, and 10 metres, VK7VKT, UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5, and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. And a huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and we hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You have been listening to VK7 Whiskey India, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast, but don't worry, you can catch up with a rebroadcast on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews, all one word, at gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. And remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you are currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, wishing you 73, stay safe and have a fantastic week.